This is Living with Anxiety, written by Camille Drysdale, read for you by Caleb Bryant. Introduction, a different kind of book. I want to tell you what this book is not, before I tell you what it is. It isn't a cure, it isn't a six-week program, it isn't a story about how I beat anxiety with sea swimming and a green smoothie, and it isn't a story about how I game either. There's no transformation arc tucked into the last chapter. No moment where I stand on the mountain and announce that the panic attacks are gone forever. I'd be lying, and you'd put the book down halfway through because you already know what that kind of lying sounds like. You've read those books too. What this book is, instead, is a set of practices and frames and small honesties for people whose anxiety is a long-term condition rather than a short-term emergency. People who've had 3 diagnoses, 4 therapists, and a stack of self-help books they didn't finish. People who already know what to breathe like in a panic attack and still have panic attacks anyway. People who have generalized anxiety disorder, social anxiety, panic disorder, or some humming combination of all 3, and who've quietly accepted, somewhere around their 4th decade, that this isn't going away. I'm one of those people. I'm a therapist, and I've been one for over 20 years, mostly working with adults whose anxiety has outlasted the standard treatment timeline. I'm also a person who has woken up with the chest tightness for as long as I can remember being a person at all. My first panic attack was at 16 in a chemistry classroom, and I thought my heart was failing. My second was the same week in the same classroom, and I thought I was losing my mind. By the third, I had a name for it, which helped about as much as having a name for the weather helps when you're already wet. I'm not telling you this for credentials. I'm telling you because I want you to know that the voice writing this book belongs to someone who's still in it. I am not on the other side. There isn't a side. There's a lifetime of mornings, and some of them are easier than others. And the practice is learning how to live well across the whole range. Here's the thing the cure narrative gets wrong. It treats anxiety like a foreign object lodged in an otherwise healthy person, something to be extracted. For acute anxiety, sometimes that's true. A person with situational anxiety after a car accident might genuinely move past it with 12 sessions of well-delivered CBT. Good. I send people to those treatments often, and they often work. But there's another category of human, and you might be one of them, where anxiety is not a foreign object. It's part of the nervous system you were born with, shaped by the family you grew up in, set by adolescence, and reinforced by everything that came after. It isn't going to be extracted, because there's nothing to extract. It's the tuning of the instrument. You can play beautiful music on it, but you can't change what kind of instrument it is. When you treat a chronic condition like an acute one, 2 things happen, and both of them are bad. First, you fail repeatedly, which adds a layer of shame to a condition that's already heavy with shame. Second, you never develop the long game skills that would let you live well with what you actually got. You're so busy trying to get rid of it that you never learn to live alongside it. This book is about learning to live alongside it. I want to be careful here because I know the word acceptance can sound like giving up. It isn't. Acceptance, in the way I'll use it throughout this book, is not resignation. It's the act of taking your actual situation as your starting point instead of waiting for some other situation to arrive before you begin to live. It's the difference between a person who treats their bad knee by training around it and a person who waits for the knee to be perfect before they go for a walk. The first person is going to have a much fuller life. That said, I don't want to oversell acceptance either. It isn't a state you reach and then stay in. It's a practice, and on some days the practice goes well, and on some days it's a foot-dragging argument with yourself. I have days where I accept beautifully, with grace, and I have days where I curse at the ceiling. Both count. This book is organized around a few simple ideas. First, that you need different practices for different seasons, a worst month protocol for when everything is bad, a maintenance routine for when things are stable, and a daily practice that runs underneath both. Second, that the foundations matter more than the techniques. Sleep, food, movement, medication, and the right kind of therapy are doing more work than any breathing exercise ever will. Third, that anxiety